Chapter 5. Marcus Trant had a lot on his mind. As director of Republic Strategic Information Service, that wasn't unusual. He was always juggling the day-to-day operations of the Republic's intelligence arm with the political games necessary for any government agency to stay afloat. Unlike some of the Republic's more traditional institutions, the Jedi or the Galactic Senate, for example, SIS still had to justify its existence at every turn to keep from getting shut down or having its funding slashed by a senator campaigning for re-election on a platform of responsible government spending. Unlike the military, most of what the SIS did was behind the scenes and off the record. Marcus liked to tell his operatives that if they did their job right, nobody would even know what they had done. Unfortunately, that answer didn't fly when facing a budget hearing. The bureaucrats who ultimately decided his organization's fate wanted something to show for the credits they poured into the SIS. They expected the director to reveal highly classified mission details, ignoring the fact that doing so would jeopardize his people. Fending off their ridiculous requests was exhausting. Things would be much easier with a strong political ally who could vouch for the value of what the SIS did. Someone too powerful and important to be questioned by the politicians and desk jockeys. Someone like Jace Malcolm, the supreme commander of the Republic military. Jace was a highly respected and universally admired war hero. Having him in the SIS corner would help get the simpering bureaucrats to back off. The recently appointed Supreme Commander had asked SIS to undertake a special mission. Everything had been going smoothly until Theron got mixed up in it. The director hadn't heard from Theron since yesterday, when he'd tersely broken off their conversation about what he was doing on Nar Shaddaa. Since then, Theron had disappeared, but not before disabling a fellow SIS agent, causing an industrial accident at one of Nar Shaddaa's spaceports, and unraveling 3 months of covert surveillance. Despite all this, the director was waiting before filing his official report. Theron was one of his best agents. He'd earned the benefit of the doubt. The least Marcus could do was wait to hear his side of the story before ending his career. The receptionist behind the desk in Jace's waiting room looked up at his arrival, and Marcus was immediately struck by her remarkable green eyes.
"Go right in, Director,"
she said, flashing him a dazzling smile as she pressed the button to open the office door in the wall behind her.
"The Commander's waiting for you."
He passed by the receptionist and into the office beyond, trying to focus on how he could explain what had gone wrong to the Supreme Commander without getting Theron court-martialed.